May the Lord bless us this morning. The Lord died for you and he died for me. And that's important because if he didn't die, then he couldn't be resurrected, could he? And because of the fact that he went all the way to Calvary, that gave us the right to the tree of life, that restored and reconciled us, gives us the ability to be reconciled unto God. Not only that, but it gives us the ability to live free from sin in this dark and sinful world. Praise God this morning. The thing is that God loves us and he cares about us. And what he wants to do is he wants us to live for him. He doesn't want us to talk about it if we're not going to do it. He wants us to do it. And if we're going to do it, then we're going to have him in us, living and dwelling in us in such a way that it changes us, that we can be like him. May God help us this morning. We talked about being doers of the word this morning. We talked about the wise and the foolish this morning. Which side do you want to be on this morning? May God help us this morning. I thought about the fact that I need the Lord. Did you know that I need the Lord? Did you know that if he don't get up here with me, then y'all wasting your time and I'm wasting my time? And so I desire your prayers this morning. I want to give you what he gave me this morning. And I want it to be a blessing. I want it to be an encouragement to you. I want him to bless his word. He don't necessarily have to bless me. I'd like him to bless me. But I want him to bless his word. And I want you to have your hearts and your minds open to what God has for you this morning. And then when you get that, I want you to take it and do something with it. I want you to do the right thing with it. May God help us this morning. The title of the message is All the Way. And it's not nothing that we haven't already. I could really sit down right now. Because it's already been mentioned. The message has already been preached. But the Lord has given me something this morning and I have to unburden myself. So be praying for me this morning. The message is All the Way. All right. And so it's Easter and it's the resurrection day. It's the day that Christ Jesus, when he was crucified, he stayed in that grave 3 days and then he rose again. And so the fact that he rose again has great significance because two things. One, if he didn't die, if he didn't go all the way, then he couldn't rise again. But then when he did rise again, he rose with all power, all might, all glory and all honor, praise and bless his holy name. He had power over sin. He had power over self. He had power over the devil. And he proved that you and I can live righteously and godly in this present world. The world ain't gonna tell you that. Other churches ain't gonna tell you that. But this church, and this God that we know, he gave us the ability through him. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We can live free from sin in this dark and sinful world. That's what it was all about. That's what it was all about. Jesus was a sacrifice, but he was also an example. Jesus left a home of dazzling splendor. What song is that? It's 145, is it not? He left a home of dazzling splendor with his visage marred by grief and woe. Humbly filling the place. Jesus left a home of dazzling splendor for this sinful world with sorrow dim. He humbly was filling the place of a servant, and then he calls us all to follow him. So it's about, it's good that we're remembering God. It's good that we're remembering what Jesus did, but we want to take that and do something with it. That's what this message is about. Are you committed to the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Are you going to prove your love sincere, not by what you say, but by what you're going to do? May the Lord help us. I can't do it without him. I can talk about it. I can tell everybody how good God is. But if he's so good, then why aren't you living for him then? Why aren't you living for him? Is he so good? Can he not keep you free from sin? Jesus did it, did he not? So we can do it. May God help us this morning. He was an example to us, and he was also the supreme sacrifice. Nobody else can do it And so what he did, Jesus, God came to Jesus and said, Jesus, I need you to go down there and do something for me. I need you to leave your lofty estate, your high place in heaven, and go down in a sinful, sin-sick world. I need you to go down and there and be amongst us. See, you got to understand that Jesus came from nothing but purity and righteousness. That's all he knew. That's all he understood. You understand? And that's the environment that he came from. But he came down here to be amongst us because God needed someone to do that. Brother Tavis talked about it already. We messed it up, y'all. We messed it up. People say, well, Adam and Eve. Well, no. It wasn't just Adam and Eve. Lord help us. It started there. Huh? But there were many others that came after we disobeyed God. Didn't want to live for the Lord. All right? And so you and I, we fell in that place as well. But God said, I want to give them an opportunity. Do you know that Jesus did it for the actual opportunity? No, think about it now. Jesus knew that everybody wasn't going to be saved. Would it be different if Jesus came down here and died and went through all he went through with the guarantee that everyone would be saved? Everyone would receive God's blessing, the blessing of salvation. Wouldn't that be different? No, but what he did is he did it for the very opportunity. He died for the very opportunity to give us the very opportunity to live for the Lord, to be saved. May God bless us and help us this morning. Do you see what I'm talking about this morning? There's an opportunity that's before us. If we're not saved this morning, if we're living a shabby life, if we're living a life that is in name only, but is not really lifting and glorifying Jesus' name on high. If we're living a life and in terms of I'll be at church on Easter, I'll be at church on Christmas, I'll be at church on the major holidays, but when it comes to my everyday living, though, I know what he went through, but I mean, he had to do it. Did he have to do it? He didn't have to do it. He did it because he loves us. He did it because he cares about you and about me. May the Lord help us this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. All right, so we have an opportunity. And so God looked down upon us and he saw that we need reconciliation. He saw that we needed to be converted. We needed to be saved from not only sin, but the consequence of sin. All right. And so he gave us a way to do that, to live righteously and godly in this present world. But do we believe that, though? Do we believe it? I'll say to you this morning, may God help us, that if we truly believe it in our heart, we're going to do more than just talk about it. Do you believe that Christ came down from heaven? You believe that he lived and died? You believe that he was crucified, that he rose again? Do you believe all of that? Or are you like Doubting Thomas? Do you need to see the nail scars in his hands? Do you need to stick your hand in his side? People will believe just about anything. But when it comes to the word of God, when it comes to the matter of our souls, well, I don't know about all that. May God help us this morning. He wanted to deliver us from the consequence of death. Sin and death go hand in hand. If you die in your sin, you can't have eternal life. You will have the opposite of that. And so Jesus Christ in his love for us, God in his love for us, he sent his son down to save us, and he sent his son down to deliver us from not only sin now, but the consequent thereof. What are we going to do with that opportunity? May God help us this morning. May God help us. May he bless us. May he be with us. Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 21. We'll read on down through verse number 24. Again, this is nothing new this morning. The Bible says, if you know these things, what else? Happy are ye if you what? If you do them. God is more concerned with, he's not concerned with us celebrating or commemorating a day, but what he's concerned with is our day-to-day living. What he's concerned with is what our relationship is like with him. That's what he's concerned with. All right. And so it's good to get all the feel goods and talk about what God did for us. But what are you going to do with that knowledge, with that understanding? May God help us this morning. 2 Peter 2 and 21. You beat me there. Go ahead and read. First Peter 2:21. For even hereunto were ye called. Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. He didn't do any sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he didn't revile again. When he suffered, he threatened not. He committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Verse number 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. All right, and so we go back to verse number 21. And it talks about Jesus coming down and suffering and then leaving us an example, and we talked about that. What good is an example if we're not going to follow in that example? Right? Jesus suffered. And so guess what? Oh, okay, y'all going to preach this for me this morning. Thank you very much. Jesus suffered, so you're going to have to suffer. The Bible says, arm yourself with a mind to suffer. And so Christians, if you're going to be Christ-like, we're talking about Jesus Christ in this scripture here. It's talking about the fact that he had to suffer. And so stop trying to live your life without suffering. You're going to do some suffering sometime. The deal is just like Jesus, when he suffered, God Almighty was with him. God will be with you too. All right? And so don't try to live your life free from suffering. I'm not saying that I like to suffer. I'm not saying that I want to suffer. But I'm saying that if I'm going to be like Christ, if I'm going to make it in his heaven, then I'm going to have to go through some suffering. All right? And do you know why he suffered? Why did he suffer? Did he have to suffer? God could have said, you know what I'll do? Jesus could have said, I'll just turn the pain receptors off. Could he do that? He does that now for people. Anything that was done to him, he could have defended himself vigorously. Did you know that in the scripture it talked about at one point, he said, think not that I can't scramble. I'm using today's vernacular. You know, you scramble something. You know what that means in military terms? Scramble some helicopters and some drones and some. I woke the youngsters up with that one, didn't I? Amen. You don't think I can call my father and tell him to send me 12 legion of angels? What's a legion? How many thousand? Somebody said it. One legion is 6,000. We're talking about angels. We ain't talking about humans. We're talking about angels. You see? He was willing to suffer for you and for me. We're not going to do anything near, anything close to what he suffered. We don't want to suffer at all, ever. May the Lord help us. But how can we show Christ? How can we be like Christ? How can we go all the way if we're not willing to go through something in order to be pleasing and honoring unto God, to be a blessing unto somebody else. Maybe they can see Christ. May God help us this morning. And so it says he suffered and he left an example that we should follow his step. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. You know why this scripture is very important to all what happened? We have sinned. There's a scripture in the Bible that says all, and what's the next word? Not in the next two words. What's the next word? Have sinned. The world will tell you that we're all sinners, and sin you must and sin you can't help. But Jesus Christ is telling us that with his help, we can pass that sinner stage and come into the righteous stage. May the Lord help us. But we all have a sin. The point is, we all have at one point or another sin. And so just like with anything else, there's consequence. There's consequence to the things that you and I do. You understand? And so Jesus wasn't suffering for something he did wrong. That's why that scripture is there. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. So he's not suffering because of something that he did. He's suffering because of what we have done. What was going to be done, what had been done, what was being done even while he was on this earth. He was suffering for that then. He was the sacrifice for that. All right? And so we have to understand that he did that for you and for me. Lord, help us to be willing to suffer a little bit for others. If we're going to help other people, we're going to have to be willing to suffer a little bit. Let's talk about Easter. Let's talk about the resurrection. But let's also talk about what are we going to do with Jesus? What you going to do with Jesus? What good is it to feel good and talk about it? And then go home and the next day, the next week, the next month, go back to the same old things you was doing that was displeasing and dishonoring unto God. We talk about it. We understand. Jesus, let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 23. It says here, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. Anybody know what reviled means? Ridicule. What else? Criticize. Spoke about abusively. Go ahead. Demeaned. Right? When somebody talk about you, what do you feel like? You can be honest. It don't unsave you to be honest. Did you know that? You say, why are you talking about me? This hurts. I don't like this. Why are you talking about me? Sometimes I have the thought, why am I so important to you that you got to talk about me? You ever thought about that? And so this is talking about what Jesus, so these are some of the things that we're going to have to suffer. He said when he was reviled, when he was criticized, when people abusively spoke about him, when they talked about him, when they mocked him, what's worse than being mocked? Lord, help us. They're making fun of you. They're basically saying you're less than. That's what they're saying. Nobody wants to feel that way. But Jesus did it. Jesus was willing to go through that, not because of something he did wrong, but because he wanted to give us the opportunity to have a relationship with God Almighty that would stand the test of time on into eternity. So he was willing to be treated that way. He didn't deserve it, is what we're trying to say this morning. In no way, shape, or form. There's nothing that he did that caused him to be treated that way. They insulted him. But he suffered. He suffered physical abuse. I'm not going to read all those things this morning. But I want you, when you get a chance, when you need some encouragement, I want you to go to your Bible and go read about the crucifixion story from start to finish. You see what the Lord went through. They mocked him, talked bad about him. I don't know what rejection is awful. I hate being rejected, but the whole world rejected him, even some of his friends. They physically abuse him, put their hands on him. Some people can put up with a whole bunch of stuff, but once you put your hands, don't you touch me, right? You don't got the right to touch me. You can think what you want to think over there, right? But not only did he do all that, but he didn't retaliate. He didn't have feelings of anger or hatred towards them. He still, you know how I know that? Because he went all the way. If anger or bitterness or jealousy or hatred or if with all those unclean things, if that had come in, then that would have hindered him from going all the way to the cross. He's on the cross saving folks. He saved somebody before he got on the cross. Did y'all know that? Who's Barabbas? Barabbas was supposed to be on the cross, wasn't he? They said, give us Barabbas. Got on the cross and got to talking with the thieves and saved one of them. He loves us, y'all. He loves us, and his love and his love is a commitment. I can talk all I want to about how I love the Lord and how good God is. But if I'm not willing to follow him, to obey him, to honor what he has done for me, then do I really love him? Lord, help us. Sometimes we love him, but we need more love. Sometimes we care about folks, but we just don't have the grace. I said we just don't have the grace. Some people are especially difficult to deal with. We'll put it that way. You believe God got grace for you? That's what Jesus did on the cross. Every personality, every flaw, every abnormality in humankind, every sin, every whatever it is, he bore it on the tree for you and for me. And so what that means is if I meet the condition, the grace that he had, the love that he had, I can have it too. May the Lord help us. May God help us this morning. All right. So it says here in my notes, I'm not going to hold you too long, but I want us to understand something here. In Matthew 26 and 53, I referred to Matthew 26 and 53 earlier. It's talking about the 12 legion of angels. In one place in the Bible, it says one can chase 1,000. Right? How many? And then two can chase how many? It's 10,000, right? So how many would three chase by that math? 1,000, and then you got 10, so that's 10. We're multiplying by 10, right? So 100,000, right? So how many would four do? 1,000,000, right? How many would five do? 10,000,000? Six? 100, 7, you just touched 1,000,000,000, and then 8, you're at 10 billion. By that math, he could have called 12 legion of angels to protect him. It's got to be some love in there somewhere. I mean, maybe just one legion. Maybe five or six of them. Get these folks up off me. Right. Y'all remember what Peter did? Yeah. If you and I are going to do the will of the Lord, what did Peter do when they came to get him? He cut off an ear of the servant, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah. Sometime we like that. Sometime we like that. somebody come for somebody, and we're defending the truth. We're defending the right. So we take our verbal spear and go to work. What did Jesus do? Picked that ear up and he put it back on and healed that man. He had just been betrayed by one of his closest friends. May the Lord help us. I don't know about you, but I got some work to do. I want to go to heaven. I want to be pleasing and honoring unto God, but I don't want to just talk about what God did and how good he is. I want to be a doer of the word. I want to have him in me to where when these things happen, I still got both of my ears. I still got all of my facts. I got everything. People talk about me, and I'll be honest with you, I don't like it. But he left an example for me. And he went all the way for me. And so I want to go all the way too. And so those people, listen, I got some loved ones. They may or may not be coworkers. I don't know. Could be. Sometimes we have coworkers that are difficult to deal with. And we got to go to work with them 5 days out of the week. Unless we get a day off. Lord Jesus, please give us a day off. Right? But we want to show him Christ. We want to be what he would have us to be. And so we got to go to the cross. Oh, we got quiet there, did we not? We got to go to the cross. We got to die on that cross if we're going to be resurrected. May the Lord help us. And so self has to die. My will and my way. I'm one of them people. I grew up in a family. I had 9 sisters. 9 of them. And all of them are very good with the English language. I'm serious. They all got master's level or above. And I'm not bragging on them. That's the Lord. Lord did that. So they're good with English. So what happened was, I'm Henry the Eighth. I'm the 8th person. And so I had to learn how to use my words. You got sisters. You can't beat them up. You can, but that ain't going to work out well. Daddy's coming home. So when they use their words, you better read some books too and use your words. Right? So I had to learn how to use my words. And so if somebody says something off slick to me, sideways to me, I can find something to say most of the time. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. But will that lift Christ up? Is that going to the cross? May the Lord help us. He loved us. He cared about us. He loved his Father. And so he went through the pain and the sorrow, all the suffering, all the insults, the rejection, all of that for you and for me. The key is that he went to the cross. He allowed himself to be crucified. And then he was resurrected. We're going to talk about that briefly, and I'm going to sit down. I appreciate your time and your attention and your prayers for me. Somebody go to Matthew 28. We're going to start at verse number 1. The key is, if he didn't go to the cross, then he couldn't have completed the will of God, and he couldn't have been resurrected. The song says, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future, my life is worth the living because he lives. And so Jesus did that for us. And so may the Lord help us to be willing to go all the way with the Lord. It says here, Matthew 28, verse 1, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and other Mary to see the sepulcher. Remember that it says in John 3:16, he said, whosoever believeth in him. All right. And so when you're reading these readings, you have to believe that this happened if you're going to get the blessing. It says, leaveth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. So belief is important in terms of living for God. You have to have faith. So Mary and other Mary, they came to the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. This is a very strong angel, a very powerful angel. So far we have three witnesses. We have Mary, and the angel. All right? And so this is for our belief. Now, I want us to think about something. Why did the angel roll back the stone? Why did he? Did he do it for himself? You think he knew that Jesus wasn't in there? Huh? He did it for us. Right? He knew Jesus wasn't in there. Why can't God just say, listen, why would it not be enough proof that Jesus was walking around? That's not enough proof. Why do we need that? God will go above and beyond to get the information to us of his truth so that we can make an informed decision, a good decision about that. But it's up to us what we do with it. God didn't have to send no angel down here to move that stone. Jesus was walking around. Multitudes saw him. When he went back to heaven, there was three witnesses when he ascended to heaven. He told Thomas, the one I was talking about earlier, he said, listen, here I am, here are the nail scars, and here's my side. You can do it now. Thomas seen him. So do you need to see him? We weren't there, but we believe. And we believe unto salvation. And what happens is the change that takes place further solidifies the truth of God's word. There's a lot of religion out there, but if it can't save you to the uttermost, if it can't keep you from sinning, if it can't cause you to become somebody that is more like Christ, leave that off. That ain't it. But Christ Jesus, he says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I encourage you this morning to find Jesus Christ, not just the idea of Jesus Christ. Not just what you read in here, but let him come into your heart if you have not already done that. To the saving of your soul. And develop a day-to-day relationship, a walk with him. Stop looking into the sepulcher. Don't worry about the stone. Don't worry about that. Jesus is risen. He's risen. All right? And so it says here in verse number 3, his countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. So he's glowing, he's shining. Why? Because he just came down from heaven. And so he's full of the beauty of heaven. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. We don't know how many keepers there were, but we know that they were witnesses as well. And there's two witnesses there. If you look at it, they were there looking, and not only when they were looking, the angel came down. They got scared, and then they fainted. And so 2 weeks later, when they was talking amongst themselves, one of them said, "Man, remember that time you passed out when you saw that angel?" See, you can't deny that. You know that it happened. That's what I'm saying. And so it says, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know what ye seek, Jesus, which was crucified. Somebody read that next four words. He is not here. He is not here. Amen. He's not here. All right. It says, he is not here, for he is risen. Come and see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. I want to encourage you this morning that Christ is risen. Christ is a real thing. It's not an idea. It's not a philosophy. Don't put him in the same category of all these great philosophers and all this kind of stuff. There is only one Jesus Christ. All right. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the one that accepted the responsibility of living amongst us, going through the things that he had to put down his divinity. Did y'all know that? He had to voluntarily put down his divinity and live like you and me to prove to us that we can go all the way with him. I want us to understand that it's not going to be easy all the time. It's easier than being lost. It's easier than being a transgressor. It's easier than going to hell. It's easier than that. So I want to encourage you this morning that you may do some suffering. There may be some difficulty along the way, but God's going to be with you. He's going to carry you. He's going to comfort you. He's going to console you. He's going to lead and guide and direct you. May the Lord help us. If you struggle this morning with all of these things, you can get some help with that right now today. I want to encourage you that God is risen. Jesus is risen. And we serve a risen Savior who has the power and the ability to change you and make you like he would want us to be. And that's what's going to make heaven. Any other thing won't do. May God help us. May he be with us in a very special way. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. My goal and my aim is to make heaven my home. I don't want to go by myself. I'd like to see you all there. And so if you don't have that kind of relationship with the Lord this morning, I want you to know that he's risen. All power is in his hands. He can save you to the uttermost right now today. And whatever else problems you got, he can help you with that right now today. I thank you for your prayers. Pray for me. I will be praying for you.